Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. We were discussing Eid Echad, Pisurim, Pischazik Isura, and we saw that an Eid Echad is believed if there was a Hishtanis. We know there was a change. So the Eid Echad is believed to tell us what the change was. And Mimele, even if there's a Cheskas Isser, but if it's Machzik and Meisir, even if you're Machzik and Meisir Lisser, but the Eid Echad can say that the new Isser doesn't apply, because we know there was Hishtanis, so he can say that the right, like the animal is alive, now the animal is dead. He can say that the animal is shechted properly. As we were marich in the previous shir, and then we saw the case of the tarti l'reyusa, when you have a mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser, that all the tyrus that were made in this mikvah are tmeos, if it was measured, and found to be chaser. So all the tyrus that where anything that was toiveled in this mikvah is going to be tame because now it was found to be chaser because we have tarti l'reisa. Even though you can say hamid mikvah cheskasa, that until you know that it changed the sum was shaling, but you have a tarti l'reisa against, you have two strikes, which you're not out of the game because we, you know, three strikes are out of the game, but we're not playing baseball at Virabhoi Sarah, we're learning Gemara. So the Gemara says that if you have tarti l'reisa, what's tarti l'reisa? Number one, that hamid tame al cheskasa, whoever went into the mikvah was tame, the person, the kli. And number two, the Yahari Chaser Lefanecha, the mikvah is lacking in front of you, so Mele, you have Tarati L'Reyesa. Now, as a Chidush Ratzinu Lomar, Shim Yo'id Eid Echad, Sha Mikvah Ita Shleima, as Yen Ne'eman, Af Bishu Neged Cheskes Tume. Lama? The Kevan Sha'ita Bevadai Yishtanut. If an Eid Echad is made, that the mikvah was Shalem, he is going to be Ne'eman, even though it's against the Cheskes Tume. Why? Because there was definitely Yishtanus here. And the nidon is, was the hishtanus, was the change in the tumor and the mikvah? In other words, did the tumor change and now he's tar? Or did the mikvah change? What happened first? So even though we're machriya the din kecheskas tuma, because we have tarti l'reisa, right? We have the harei chaser lefanecha and he's kecheskas tuma. Nevertheless, since so if there was hishtanus, we are going to believe an eid echad. How super was that? So that would be another nafkamina in the fact that we believe Eid Echad against Ischazik Isura. In other words, we had a kasha, right? The Pnei Yeshua asked the Shittas HaRambam that Isra Sveikas are only midirabbanan if an Eid Echad is not believed unless there's no Cheskas Isser. Why do we need min hatorah the nemanus of an Eid Echad? In other words, an Eid Echad is only believed if there's no Cheskas Isser. But anyway, if there's no Cheskas Isser, call us Fekas Midivrayim. Anyway, we're going to go Lekula. What do you need the Eid Echad for? So that's what we saw in the previous year. So we explain. There's an Afgamina Machzik and Meisr Leisr. Without the Eid Echad, we're going to say Asir. And because the Eid Echad, we're going to say Mutter, Tarti L'Reisa. We see something similar. We see in the Tosis Rid in Kedushin 79a that it says in Mikvahs 2:2 that if somebody is tummy to Makalik, for example, somebody ate ochel tumeim and he's tovel in the mikvah, safik yesh bar baimsa, safik ein bar baimsa. Maybe it has 40, maybe it doesn't. Rabbi Yosi is mitame. Why? She called darishu becheskas tuma la oilam hu bipsuloi ad she yivada she yitar. Rabbi Yosi is mitame because anything which is becheskas tuma is going to be puzzle until we know that this that it became tar. So therefore, if you have the suffix mikvah, Rabbi Yosi is mitame because this person who comes in is becheskas tuma. And the male, unless we know for sure that he became tar, he remains tame. In Erevin 36a, Rabbi says that we're talking about a mikvah shaloi nimdot. We're talking about a mikvah that was not measured, and therefore sveka tame, because hame tame aches kase. Avo ben nimdod hareze tor. Lama? The amrinan hameid mikvah aches kase. If the mikvah had been measured and it had 40 sa, so we assume that it's still tar. It still has 40 sa. And Memela Hameta Hamid Mikvah Chaskasa, if it wasn't Nimdar and we have a Safek Sveko Tame the Hame Tame Achaskasa, Ramami the Tame person and a Chazaka. But if it was measured, the person's tar, why? Because we say Hamid Mikvah Chaskasa. Because Ramami the Mikvah and it's Chazaka, and we say that it has 40 sa. So the Tosis Rid explains the Dafka ben Mikvah that never had a Cheskas Kashrus, there Rabbi Yossi says Tame. But Mikvah Shenimdar ben Nimtza Chaser. Moide de tar, a mikvah that was measured and now was found to be chaser, there Rabbi Yossi is moide that the person who died was tovel is tar. Why? Because betumah de rabbanan we go lekula, the sfeika de rabbanan lekula. And therefore, if you have a mikvah shenimdod, so even if it's nimsa chaser now, we still make the person tar. Why? Because sfeika de rabbanan lekula. But l'chayra, we have to understand. Since there's tarati l'reisa, and we're machriya kecheskas tuma shecheskas haitame, what's the tarati l'reisa here? We're talking about, according to the Tosis Rid, we're talking about a mikvah she nimdad, and now is found to be chaser. Now is found to be chaser, so you have a tarati l'reisa. Hame tame al cheskaso, and nimsat's And harecha aser lefanecha. So according to that, why shouldn't the bitami according to Rabbi Yossi is mitami to makala b'davar shu b'cheskas tuma? What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says that anything that was b'cheskas tuma, right? If you have if someone's tami to makala, and he's toglan a mikvah safig yesh bar and safig ein bar, Rabbi Yossi is mitami because b'cheskas tuma remains b'cheskas tuma. But that's only if the mikvah wasn't measured, and therefore sveka tame dami tame cheskasa. Avo benim dadi's tar, because hamid mikvah cheskaso, it had been measured and it was kosher originally. So you assume that it's still kosher. And the Tosis Rit says that it's talking about a case where now it's chaser. So wait a second, why would Rabbi Yossi be mitar? You have tarati l'reisa working against you. So Rabbi Yossi is mitame tuma, even if it's tuma kala, if it's becheskas tuma. And therefore, if you have a mikvah which never had a cheskas taira, then... And a person who's Tameh is Tovel. He remains Tameh. So even here, if it had a Cheskas Tairah, the Mikvah, but now it's Chaser Lefanecha, and Hameh Tameh Cheskas, you have Tarati L'Reisa. As in Achalom Vinim, it kashim Eod Lavin, et Shitato Shel Rabbi Yossi. V'nira. As Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Mo'or Einenu Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, Dahach Klola B'Tum HaKalo, D'Sveika Otiru Chachomim, Hu Gam Emokum Shiyashna Hachra'a Shel Chazok Eyal HaSofik. This klal in Tumakala, that it's suffik the chachamim were mitaher, that if you have a Tumakala, and there's a suffik if the person came to her, that not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi dingsich, Rabbi Yossi argues with this. But the chum remer there in the Gemara says that sveka, in this place of suffik, the chum were mitaher. Is even in a case where there's a hachra of chazaka on the suffik, but it's still a suffik. That the rabbis were mitayer, a tumakala, that now it's only suffik tar, is even if there's a cheskas tuma. Why? Because midei sveka loy nafka, and it's included in all the sveka shetiru chachamim. Aye, and that Rabbi Yossi was mitame b'davar sheish bo cheskas tuma. Is not because we're machria the din b'toyas vadai. That's not Rabbi Yossi says that to keep it with its cheskas tuma, because we're machria the din b'toyas vadai. Ela mishum etzem achazoker shekevan shemamidim oto b'cheskat tuma umachzikim anu shelo nishtana klal. Since we're mamid him in his cheskas tuma. And we're machzik, that nothing changed. Harei ha-safik mistalek legamrei. The safik now goes away. And therefore he's bipsulo ad shiyatar. So here you have a chazaka. And we're mamadim b'cheskas tuma. We see nothing, we say nothing changed. There's no more longer a safik. Yes, the rabbis say, Rabbi Yossi, we're matar as fakis. The rabbis were Matara Svekis in Tumakala, but not when there's a chazak against it. Because we say that nothing changed, unless you know that something changed. Assume nothing changed, I said in the last year. It's a good way to live your life until you know that something changed. Don't assume nothing changed. Which means don't worry. Lo lidok, ki anachal lo yidea ma yeled yom. Ani Baruch Hashem kvar chay 52 וחצי שנה כמעט, וזה מה שהחיים למדו אותי. אנחנו אף פעם לא נדע מה יהיה. אנחנו בדרך, אני, I can say my own personal experience, I only know one thing. There are a lot of surprises along the way, rabbis say. And I'm not the only one. Very good. And therefore this person is bipsul, achi yitar, because you assume nothing changed. But if you have tarati l'reis, where there's avada yishtanus, and the suffix is, what was the yishtanus? What was the change? Even though you're machriya the din kecheskas atame midin tarati l'reisa, but since there's a vada yishtana, the chazaka is not going to be effective. The chazaka is only going to tell us that we don't know, that we can't be machriya the din and be matar misafik. Because there's a cheskas tuma. So how are you matar misafik? So the answer is, it's included in the sveika, shetiru chachamim. In other words, Rav Yossi holds that there's someone's tummy tuma kala, and nothing changed. We don't know that there was ishtanus, because the mikvah is safek yesh bar baimsa, safek ein bar baimsa. As ma anachnu omrim? Anachnu omrim shu nishar tamei. Lam ki yesh lo cheskas tuma? Yesh lo cheskas tuma, ma chazaka omeret lanu? ששום דבר לא השתנה. יפה מאוד. However, that's only a mikvah that wasn't measured. But let's say the mikvah was measured and it was tar. So we say, Hamid mikvah chazkasa. What does that mean? We're talking about a case, like Tosfos Rit says, that the mikvah was measured and now it's nimsa chaser. There, even Rabbi Yossi is maida that the person is tar. Why is the person tar? Because we know that there was a hishtanus here. Even though there's tarati l'reisa, and tarati l'reisa, so that doesn't allow us, right? Tarati l'reisa puts us into doubt. Puts us into doubt that it's hard to, you can't be machriya the din to make him tar. Because you have tarati l'reisa, you have chaser lefanecha, and he's tame. The only thing is, but you know there was a hishtanus. You know there was a change. So what changed? Was it that the mikveh changed? That the mikveh was tameh? Or was it that he changed? Meaning, was it that the mikveh changed and now it's chaser? Or was it that he changed and he became tar? You know there was a hishtanus. Since you know there was a hishtanus, this is included in the rule that the rabbis were matar sfekas. U'b'chal sfekas shetiru chachamim. So this stems with what we said in the previous shir about the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad also, that we know there was a hishtanus, we can believe the Eid Echad as to what the Ishtanis was. And therefore, if an Eid Echad is made that the mikvah was Shalem, it's going to be Nema. Because we know there was Ishtanis. Question is, what was Ishtanis? Was the change in the mikvah or was the change in the person? What became did the mikvah become Chaser first? Did the person become Tara first? So we can believe the Eid Echad. That the person became Tara first. And that's even when we're talking about Tumas Chamuris. But here we're talking about Tumah Kala, Sveg, which is the Rabbanan Dikatumah, when a person ate Ochlim Tumayim. So this is included in the rule of Sveka Shatiru Chachamim. And here Rabbi Yossi agrees. Rabbi Yossi says, listen, if this is a Chazak and it didn't change, so it didn't change. Meaning the person is Becheskas Tumah, and we have no indication that he became Tar. Because the mikveh, maybe it had 40 sa, maybe it didn't have 40 sa. So the person remains tummy. But Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi would hold, we're saying in Rabbi Yossi, that if we know that there was a change, because we know that even though it's tied to the race, if we know that either the mikveh became chaser, or he became tar, we know there was a change. So we assume, and that because kol sveka shatir v'chachamim, we assume that in this suffix, the person's tar. Because that's, it's because, enochinami have tied to the race. But this is a case of Tumah Kala de Rabbanan. And Memela, we're in doubt. So the chazaka that the person has a cheskes tumas, that we, how do you decide this din? You can't say for sure he became tar, but you can say that now it's a suffix. And this is included in sveika shetiru chachamim. And why is it? And why? What allows us to do this? What allows us to do this? In fact, we know there was a shtanis. Since you know there was a change, and the question is, what changed? The person or the mikvah? What changed first? So you assume that it was the person who changed first, and he became tar. And for the same reason, if you have tarat ilareis, so we can believe in eid echad. Because we know there was a shtanis, we can believe the eid echad is what the shtanis was. Gevaldik. And the shmeitza and shmeitza vav perikov gimel hu yatzel adun. Be safek chadash, be safek tum'a b'rshut hayachid, the sfeik oitame. I ne'emon eid echad lahayid sheloi nitma. Let's say you have safek tum'a b'rshut hayachid. What do we say about safek tum'a b'rshut hayachid, sfeik oitame? Is an eid echad ne'emon to say that he didn't become tame? It's a great question. Because we can say that since an eid echad isn't ne'eman b'makom mischazek isura, so it emerges then that a chazaka is stronger than an eid echad, and since chazaka doesn't help us in safek tumei b'rishus hayachid, so certainly an eid echad is not going to help us in safek tumei b'rishus hayachid. Gevaldik, you hear a shmeitza? When you have a safek tumei b'rishus hayachid, even if the person is b'cheskas tyra, you matami him. And chazaka is stronger than eid echad, can't be made negative chazaka. So we're also not going to believe the eid echad to say that in the rishus hayachid he remained tar. That's super. And he brings a raya from a mishnah aruch. That was the tzadi. Is it tzad to say like that? He brings a raya from a mishnah arucha b'tayrus perikei mishnah tes. One eid says nitma, the other eid says loy nitma, or a woman says nitma and another woman says loy nitma. Now it must be that we're talking here about a case where without Edom there's a Safek Tumah. Because if the Safek came about through the Edom, if so, if one Eid says Nitma, one Eid says Lo Nitma, why Birshus Hayachid Tomei? An Eid Echad is not believed to say Tomei against the Cheskas Taira, and also it would be Eid Echad Ba'akrasha Delav Klum. Eid Echad with someone against him is a Gomish. So it must be that we're talking about the case where there was a Safek Balav Achis. He's a Safek Tumah. And one eid says tame, and one eid says not tame. What do we say? Tame. And yet, if not for the eid who said tame, we believe the eid who said not tame. Even though we're talking about Rishus Hayachid, the sveikoi tame. So he brings a raya, the Heilige Shmeitzer brings a raya that we do believe one eid if he says tar in Rishus Hayachid. That's what we're talking about over here. Talking about a case of Rishus Hayachid. Talking about a case of Rishus Hayachid, and you have Safek Tum in Rishus Hayachid, and it's only because you have an Eid who says Tame that he remains Tame. But if you wouldn't have the Eid who says Tame, just one Eid says Tar, he'd be Tar. So you see that one Eid is believed to say Tar Rishus Hayachid. In the Sefer Amudei Or, in the 96th Simen, in the 14th letter of that Simen, most of my good friends haven't gotten to that point in the Sefer yet. It's a real page turn to that Amudei Or, filled with pillars of light. So he's done bikinui vistiro bifnei shnayim. Ve'eid echod meid sheloi nitma im ne'mon mitzad dover shebe'er v'blo yischazek. You hear what he says? You have kinui. The man says, don't seclude yourself with that man. And she secludes herself with that man in front of two witnesses, and one witness comes along and says that she didn't become Tameah. So he is sad to say that this aid is Naaman. This is discussed by the Shemites over there, also Rabbeinu Chaim, Gerush in 914. So we see the same idea that even though we have Kinui Vestiro, which is Safi Kivada, and we do suspect that there was something wrong went on over there. Some indiscretion happened. But nevertheless, one aid can testify against that. So that does, isn't my ne'er, the ne'amonis of eid echad, who's made, shalai nitma. So we see that an eid echad could be made about safek tomei b'rishus hayachad, and he can make a tar. And we see that one aid could be made if there was kinui and stira, that she wasn't, or at least there's a tzad, that he could be ne'aman that nothing happened. ולפי האמור, דהא דרך אלוהים מהם במקום מסחזק לאו משום דהוכרעדין בתורס ועדי. What do we say in the previous shir? We said that the Eid Echad is not Ne'eman b'makom mischazik. It's not because there's a hachra sadin b'teres vadeh, right? One might think. Let's say you're talking to your bubby, right? You call your bubby on the phone. You say, bubby, how are you? I love you. I miss you. Can't wait to come over. You say all the nice things that you want to make your bubby happy. And then you say, bubby, why do you think that why do you think that an Eid Echad is not believed b'makom mischazik? So your bubby would ponder for a moment, and she would say, "I think it's because, you know, I learned by Sarah Schneer. I was her Talmid on Beis Yaakov. That would probably be your Alta bubby, right? Your bubbies today are getting younger and younger. I know that because my wife has been a bubby for a few years, and she's very young. I'm saying when I married her, she was 20. How much older can she be? But today bubbies, you know, bubbies are 42, 43, 46. They weren't studying by Sarah Schneer, yeah." Maybe the Bubby's Bubby. In any event, so Bubby says, you know what? I think it's because Huchra Hadin B'Toras Vade. So how's an Eid Echad if you have a Schazik Yisura? So there's a Hachra Hadin B'Toras Vade a certain way. So how then are you going to believe an Eid Echad against a Hachra Hadin B'Toras Vade? How do you believe an Eid Echad when the din has already been decided by the Chazaka? That's what your Bubby might say. And that makes a lot of sense. But what we said in the previous year was, don't argue with her, by the way. Just nod your head and just tell her again how much you love her and how delicious her kokosh cake is, or her chocolate chip cookies, or whatever she likes to make, her kugel, her chicken soup. But rather, the reason is because she'enoi ne'eman lohoyd ala shinui. Because an Eid Echad is not ne'eman to be believed that there was a change. Because af shehuchulano b'din b'tayras v'adai, the Eid Echad would still be believed. But rather, it's a halacha b'koicho shel Eid Echad. He can't change. He can't be believed to be testified that something changed when we don't know that it changed. So if so, even safek tumi b'rishus hayachid, we know that what's the din of safek tumi b'rishus hayachid sveiko k'vadai. We're metami the person, but Eid Echad would be ne'eman. Because Eid Echad is really stronger than the Psak of Chazaka. What do we say? We said before, right, the Tzad of the Shmaitza, that Chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad. Because, right, the person, if a person has a Cheskas Taira and then he's in Shir Sasayachid and Safik Tomei becomes Tomei, so you see, this is stronger than Chazaka, the Safik Tomei Sasayachid. And a Chazaka is a Difa Meid Echad, because an Eid Echad can't be made against the Chazaka. The Mela, the Eid Echad can't be made. That the person didn't become Tommy and Rishus Hayachid. That was the tzad of the Shmaitza. But now we're saying, no, ma pitom. That really, la'ilam Eid Echad odif mi'apsak shel Chazaka. Really, Eid Echad is stronger than the psak of the Chazaka. And therefore, mahani Rishus Hayachid after Chazaka loy mahani sham. And therefore, we believe in Rishus Hayachid. Chazaka doesn't work. He can't say there was a change where we don't know there was a change. He could testify, we saw before, he could testify against the Chazaka. Because if you have Machzik and Meyisr Le'isr, he can testify against that. If you have Tarati Le'Reisa, he can testify against that. Why is that? Because we know there was a shinui. If you know there was a shinui, even if there's a chazak involved, if you know there was a shinui, he's believed to testify about it. So you can't say that a chazak is stronger than an eid echad. When would you say a chazak is stronger than an eid echad? If chazaka means that we're machriya the din b'tayres vaday, we decide the din definitively, and therefore an eid echad can't get involved. We said that's not the pshat. The pshat is that he is not believed to testify that there was a change, and we have no indication that there was a change. But if you know there was a change, he's believed to testify what the change was. So it's not pshat that a chazak is stronger than an eid echad. Pshat is that he's not ne'eman to be made on a shinui. But there are chazakas that an eid echad is stronger than. Like we saw before. Chazak m'yisr l'isr, he can testify what the change was v'chule. So m'meila, here also, We have no problem saying that if a person is a Safik, a Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid, he can testify that the person's tar. Because the Shmaitzis Svara was, before he got to the Mishnah that proved otherwise, his Svara was that Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad. Because Eid Echad can't be made negative Chazak. We said it's not true that Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad. It's true that an Eid Echad can't be made negative Chazak, but there are instances where an Eid Echad can be made against the Chazak. And that's because the Pshat is that it's not that Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad. Pshat is that Eid Echad can't testify about a change where we don't know that one occurred. That's the Pshat. But here, we want to know, did the person become Tamei in Rishus HaYachid or not become Tamei in Rishus HaYachid? So why can't we believe him to say he became Tamei in Rishus HaYachid? The fact that Cheskas Taira isn't Moinea, the Tumah from Ming Chal, and Achinami. But who says that Cheskas, who says that a Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad? These are apples, these are oranges, this is east, this is west, never the twain shall meet, the two separate things, Eid Echad and Chazak. Sometimes the Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad, sometimes Eid Echad is stronger than the Chazak. You can't say an ironclad rule, so Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad. Pshat is that an Eid Echad isn't meant to be made that there was a shinui. He's not believed to say that there was a shinui. That's the only problem. When there was no, we have no indication there was a shinui, and he says there was a shinui, we don't believe him. So therefore, in a chinami, if there was a cheskas taira, and then the person was in rishus yachad, and he moved suffik to mimertamiyam. But why does that contradict the idea that an Eid Echad can be made that he remained tar? And to say that chazak is a difi me'ed echad al chachmi shizel lo nachon. Not only that, this the yisod, the guf divrei hashmaitza, that if a chazak is not mahani b'rishus seyachid kol shkein eid echad, because eid echad is less than a chazak, we could be doiche b'oifen acher. At lo ilam chazak a difi me'ed echad, really chazak is stronger than eid echad, we could say, and nevertheless, lo mahani b'rishus seyachid. And it's not effective. This chazak is not effective. Rishus HaYachid. And we are going to see more about that. If God is good to me, and God's always good to me, I have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai. Adheina lo azavunu chasadecha v'rachamecha. And it's not going to be noitesh v'as mila netzach. All of us. God is so good. He gives me every second. He gives me breath. It's not shaykh. So we'd like to be doicha mitzad acher. This is side of the Heiliger Shmaitze. And we have so much to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. What can I tell you? A velt of Torah to talk about. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel a little bit overwhelmed. You know, the story, the guy goes to the Svarim Shank. Guy goes to the Svarim Shank and he says, oh, so much Torah to learn. Maybe tomorrow. All right, no. So much Torah to learn. Do it today. V'lo alecham l'chalig mor. Lo alecham l'chalig mor. V'lo alechalig mor. V'lo ata ben chorin libatel mimena. So we're not a ben chayrin to be bottled from this, but we have to keep going. So mitzvah Shem, hopefully next year we'll talk more about this. We have other things to talk about. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. It was very gishmak. And if anything wasn't clear, feel free to contact me. And the Baruch Shalom should just keep giving us life and health, financial means, and everything we need in order to continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.